How many of you can feel the presence of God very strong in this place? And that's just one thing I've prayed for, you know. We're going to have a powerful service tonight. That was a good place for you to say amen. We're going to have a powerful service tonight. And my entire plan for this morning was just to prepare your hearts for tonight. That is it. And I think God is doing a good job so far. And how many of you are expecting something new to happen in the year to come? Let's try that again. How many of you are expecting something new to happen in your life in 2018? Come on. Let's jump straight into a scripture. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. Please, Benny. So before you think, you know where I'm going, just stay with me. Okay. It's going to be very short. It's going to be very quick. But all I'm doing is laying a foundation. Like I said, I'm laying a foundation for tonight. I want you to understand certain things in the spirit when we cross over into a new year. And the reason I want you to understand that is so that you can prepare for it. So many people say, oh, Shanda, we see the nice open heavens. You know, I receive. That's all good. But, you know, there's certain principles to apply. You know, the one, I think it might have even been Prophet Angel, or it was Prophet Chris. You see all these people saying, now we know how to receive here at ECC. And all these people, someone will post like a prophetic word about, you know, God's going to break through in your finances and stuff like this. And you say, I receive. Maybe you should get up and get a job instead of receiving. So the point is, there's certain things sometimes that we have to do. And a lot of these things is we have been doing, you know. But if we look at the scripture here, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So there's two different things there. There's time and there's seasons. So time is a natural thing, okay? We know God lives outside of time. Time was created for us. Understand? So whereas a season is specific, a season in scripture is always marked by supernatural events, okay? And this can happen in many ways. The thing is, we're entering into a new season. Now, we know that, obviously, it's only just we're stepping into a new year. But there's something definitely happening that is moving on from where we've been to a new place. And we know this by certain marks. So a season is marked by certain things. One of them, now I need you to get excited about this, is divine favor. So you will see, now I'm not here to prophesy because Pastor Leon is going to do that tonight, but you will see in 2018 that a mark of the new season will be divine favor upon your life. And some of us have even experienced this just a little bit in 2017, but the year of open heavens in 2018 is going to mark, is going to show you, it's going to go to a new level. It's going to go to I wonder if I should go to that scripture. No, I'll just tell the story. Do you know that when Israel left Egypt, the people of Israel left Egypt, there was, are you guys with me? Some of you know the story that obviously Moses went and he went to Pharaoh and he took him on and he said, let my people go and stuff like that. And it came to a point where Israel was now set free. They were allowed to go. And the commandment from God, I'm just paraphrasing, the commandment from God was not go and ask the Egyptians for anything. So the Israelites said to God, okay, so what do we do? He said, just go and knock on their door and say, I'm leaving. Just knock on 2017's door and say, I'm leaving. And what followed was, when all the Israelites went to do this. So you must know that the Egyptians knew the Israelites to be slaves, right? Okay? So the whole of Egypt knew the Israelites. So, divine favor. So when they knocked on the door and they said, I'm leaving, the Egyptians said, no, wait. Wait, wait, wait. I'm coming back. And they would go into their house and into their storeroom, and they would pick up all the gold. They would pick up their silver. They would pick up all the fine jewelry. And they would say, here is a gift for you. Take this gift. The Israelites did not ask for one thing. Yet the Bible says that they left Egypt with no spoils. They took all of their gold, all of their jewelry, all of their silver. And I want to say to you today that that is a mark of divine favor upon your life. Just knock on the door of 2017 and say, I'm leaving. I'm going into 2018. And you'll see that 2017 will leave you with some riches, will leave you with divine favor upon your life. And that is a mark of a new season. It's divine favor. It's something that you haven't worked for. And it just comes upon you. All the Israelites did was knock on the door and say, I'm leaving. Another point is you are in demand. In your workplace, in your business, you'll just find all of a sudden that you'll become in demand. Your name, all of a sudden, where you might have been in the outskirts, where that one customer you've been fighting for, all of a sudden they will come and they will find you. There might be a list of applicants in a job that you've been going for, and all of them seem much better, much qualified, much more qualified than you. But you will pop out, you'll become in demand. Even those looking for jobs, I decree and declare today that a job will find you in 2018. And then another mark of a season is towards the end of a season, things will seem to slow down. Things will seem to slow down, or things will seem to sort of start coming to a culmination. So that, how many of you have experienced that? So where you're in a place, you might be a friendship, it might be a job, it might be a business, it might be certain things, it might be the way that you ended up in ECC. Because you'll start to feel that things will become, they'll get a little bit dried up in that place where you are. Things will die like Gerard. Is busy dying on me. Jake. So things will start to come to a culmination. And that is, and how many of you have sensed that things have like that have started to happen? You know, in this year, in that's kind of how we ended up in Centurion, was that for a season, things had started to sort of end where we were. And it's not because of they were ending at the church. It was just in our life, in that season, certain things were coming to a close. And we obviously ended up here. And also with my job, which I resigned from sometime this year in August. Things were just, how do I say, like closing off. It happens in the spirit. Do you understand where I'm going? And that's all. Who's in that place where certain things of your life are closing off? They're beginning. You can feel that God is taking you, saying, that season of my life is behind me now. Even though it might not be manifest in the physical, you just know this thing, that person, that job, that experience, even that pain, even that unforgiveness, that place that I was once at, I can feel it moving behind me. That is a sign that we are moving in to a new season. And another sign, you'll see, as I said earlier, that a season is always marked by a supernatural event. So, oftentimes as well, it's also marked by a supernatural encounter with a person. And you see in the Bible, for example, I'll just give you one or two examples. You know the widow woman, we've preached it here, the prophet Elijah. And her life was never the same. The prophet came to town, he came to her house, and you see that person's life, that widow's life, was forever changed. You know, recorded in the annals of history, that her life will never be the same because she had an encounter, not only with God, but with a person. And you see, even when Paul, when Saul of Tarsus was on the road of Damascus, and he had an encounter with Jesus himself. But then you even see that he had an encounter with a person named Ananias. Oftentimes in our life, and many of you can say that this year that happened to you, that you will experience an encounter with a person. And how many of us have experienced an encounter with our pastor, Leon Dupria? And that was such a good place for you to say amen. And I want to honor him this morning, and him and Pastor Esther Lee, because although I knew him for some years, I can truly say that I had an encounter with a different person, totally different person. And you will see that a season in your life, if you've just started coming to ECC and you haven't had an encounter with a person yet, with the love that flows through him, you will have it in the beginning of 2018. And in fact, if you're sitting in this place now, it's because of him, obviously because of God, we know that. But I want to say to you that if you are planning on 2018 being a new year, that you should plan on having supernatural encounters. Amen. And so just getting into this word of times and seasons, I'm going to be maybe 5-10 minutes. It's really a short message, but I just want to lay the foundation for tonight. So how many of us here are sitting here and saying, I have prayers that have not been answered? Okay, the rest of you go to those people whose hands weren't up, because they're obviously doing the things. Okay, let's try again. How many of us are sitting here that have prayers that have not been answered? Okay, if your hand is not up, you obviously don't pray, because I would like to assume that every single person sitting here has certain dreams, certain desires in their hearts, have prayers that have not been answered. How many of you have sowed a seed and have not yet seen the harvest for that? Okay, so again, those people. Okay. Can I explain to you why this happens? There's obviously many reasons, but I want to just link it to times and seasons, okay? So the thing is, every single time a new year starts, God gives us an opportunity. And the Bible is full of things that talk about new. He has given us a new nature in Christ. Amen? We will be given a new heaven and a new earth. We will be given a new body that is incorruptible. God likes things that are new. Can you say amen? So if we go to Galatians 4 verse 4, I'm going to explain to you now why there are certain things that you've been waiting for. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. That's fine, stay there. I want to concentrate on fullness of time. Remember that, fullness of time. Then go with me to Acts 2 verse 2. When the day of Pentecost, go to verse 1, please. There we go. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Can stay again. Go back to verse 1. I want to concentrate again. When the day of Pentecost had fully come. So these terms, fully come, talks about a fullness of time. It talks about a culmination. It talks about a season again that is coming to an end. So the first season, we saw what was when the fullness of time had come, God had sent forth his son. So that means there was a time and there was an expectancy. And there was prophecies that had gone out. Are you listening spiritually? There were words that had gone out over the earth. And there were words by the prophets in the Old Testament that declared that there was going to be a Savior that was going to be born, a Messiah by the name of Jesus. And where are you? Go back to the other one, please. Galatians 4:4. And when the... I think Benny's staying in 2017. But when the fullness of time had come, this talks about that certain things had happened in the Spirit. And when God says, okay, now the fullness of time has come, a culmination, an accumulation of certain things that have taken place up until this point, brings a fullness of time. And then after that fullness, a new season begins. And he says here that he had sent forth his son. We see again that in you don't have to go there, Benny. In Acts, it talks about the fullness of time had come. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, that again talks about an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that came. When the fullness of time had come, that means that the word speaks. Whenever you see a fullness of time, you see an accumulation of things that have started to happen. So now let's go back and let's ask you those questions again. Why have you not seen breakthrough in your prayers being answered? Why have you not seen your sowing? Why have you not seen harvest for your sowing? Because there has to be an accumulation of things to start happening. There has to be things where you have to sow and sow and sow and sow. And then the fullness of time will come and an outpouring will happen in your life. As Pastor Leon often says, that we are forming a cloud here at ECC. We're forming a cloud of the anointing. Our worship, our prayer, our giving, our fasting, all of it is forming a cloud over ECC. And in 2018, you will see that cloud break and open heavens will be released over every single area of your life, in sowing, in your finances, and those prayers that have not been answered. You will see a release of them. And that is why there has to be a hold. There has to be a cloud. Does you that rain does not just happen. A cloud has to form. There has to be certain things that come into place. And this is what I want to encourage you with. Is those things that you have been doing throughout 2017. Those people who have found themselves in this place at ECC. Those people that have gone through deliverance. Those people that have learned the principle of tithing and sowing. Those people that have started coming to prayer meetings, that have joined the fellowship. You know, a lot of these factors in church that are normal to some of us are not to most. And if you've come to ECC and you started to make these things your lifestyle, you will see the fullness of time come into place over the end of this year and crossing over into 2018. And obviously, we're not going to get into numbers, but 7 means divine completion. Again, there's a season that is coming to an end. And the number 8 means new beginnings. And that's obviously not the word for the year, but it comes into play. And so I want to just quickly get to you how to, over the next 5 minutes, just to prepare yourself for that thing that's coming into play. It's a very, very simple process. It's called change. Repentance. And a lot of us don't like to hear this message, but I'm not going to be talking about repenting from sins because sins have been dealt with. I'm talking about repentance from change from heart attitudes. You know, over time, what happens is set down, setbacks. We start to develop certain heart attitudes. And the thing is, what I want us, if I can just do this one thing this morning, that thing that you've been holding on to, that pain that hurts, that baggage, I want that to be removed this morning so that we go into 2018 clear, fresh, things off of our shoulders. Even when you come tonight, that there'll be nothing on your mind other than what is God going to accomplish in my life in 2018. And you know the scripture where it talks about the eye of a needle. Now we know it's physically impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. It doesn't talk about a physical sewing needle. It talks about a gate. In Israel, that's a gate. And I know the scripture talks about a rich man, but what I want to bring to your attention, the reason it talks about a rich man is because rich people usually have some baggage. It's hard to let go of stuff. And it says it's more difficult for for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And the reason it says that is because a camel is used to what? It's used to carry in the Old Testament. And that would mean, the scripture means that you cannot go through and enter into the kingdom of heaven if you have baggage, if you have things that are weighing you down. The camel itself could enter in through, but the reason it cannot enter in through the gates is because it's always carrying a load. The only way that that camel can enter through the eye of the needle, the gates, into the kingdom of heaven, is if it strips itself of that load. How many sitting here this morning are saying, by the lifting of your hands, that there's some things that I need to let go of that I've picked up in 2017 that was not from God? Maybe it was offense. Maybe it was some wrong heart attitude. Maybe it was bad relationships. Maybe it was bad business deals. But this morning, I want you to, in your heart, open yourself up and get rid of those things. There's no reason to hang on to it. The end of 2017, you can look back and say, that thing stayed there without me because I went forward. Do you know that when the armor of God only speaks of frontal armor? Did you know that? Because warriors don't look behind them. Oh, you didn't get it. Warriors do not fight battles that are behind them. How many of us are leaving some things in 2017? Just a sign that another sign that you're transitioning into a new season is that just before the end, the enemy will come against you. And everybody said amen. So if you've experienced that towards the end of this year, you can be sure that God is pushing you and thrusting you into a new season for 2018. So just two more scriptures here. Acts 3 verse 19. Can you go there, Benny? Can you put it in the Amplified, please? Is this okay? I know it's very simple. But do you feel your heart getting stirred up and ready for what God is going to be doing in 2018? Can you feel some things falling off of you? I decree and declare that thing that is a stronghold of your life this morning, that has been holding you back over 2017 and even over many years, that thing will be broken this morning by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Give God a shout of praise. There we go. So repent. Change your mind and purpose. Repentance always talks about change. It's a change of act. It's a change of your will. Most of us, I think, we know it might not even be sin. It might just be wrong thinking. You know, I'm going to go there. How many of us, where's the married people in this place? Lift up our hands. Married. How many of us are waiting for the other person to change? Eish. Eish. Even my wife said amen. I'm changing, sorry. The thing is, the scary thing about change is we're often waiting for our circumstances around us to change. Can I tell you a secret? Your circumstances will not change unless you do. The first person that needs to change, the first thing, in fact, I can say it like this, the only thing in your life that needs to change in order for your circumstances and even for the people around you to change is you, is me. If I want my wife to change, guess who's got to change? Me. I can tell you everything naturally happens after that. You will see in your household, if you want your children to start honoring you and to treat you better, change the way that you speak to them. Change the way that you treat them. Change the way that you love them. If you want your spouse to start making you coffee in the morning, might have been a small hint. Change. But I'm preaching to myself here. She didn't tell me, fine, you want coffee, you must change. And if you want things to change, I've seen this in my life over 2017. There's been so much change. And it's not me. There's been so much change that's happened in my life. And it's affected every single area. When I say every single area, I mean every single area. So let's just read here. So repent, change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean. That times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord. Let this scripture be yours in 2018, that when we change, that the effects of the heat, the effects of the battle, maybe you may be wiped clean from all the stresses, all the sins of 2017, and that you may become refreshed with fresh air in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And then Ephesians. No, I don't think we need to do that. Yeah, okay, let's do that. Last scripture, Ephesians 4:22. Can you put it in the New King James, please? Thanks. That you put off, and this is where I'm getting to. As I said, this morning is very simple. All it is a decision in your heart. It's a decision in your heart. Put off. The Bible says put off. It's an active will. It actually means it's combined with two different Greek words. And api, it means to put, and then put off is tetomai, I think it's like that. Okay? And it actually means taking a shovel and sweeping it away. Not sweeping it underneath the carpet, sweeping it away. That means that every single thing that has been concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. That's just talking about old ways of thinking, old ways of doing things. How many of us this year want to say, I just want to leave some things behind in 2017 and turn to your neighbor and say, you better look at me now. I say to you, you better look at me now, because tomorrow you're not going to recognize me. I want each and every single one of us to not be recognizable from 2017 to 2018. Even with me, those of you who know, I don't want you to even know the person that I was this year. I want to be so on fire, so passionate for the things of God. I want to lay everything aside. I don't want to hold back anything for God in 2018. And I don't have to talk about the things that you need to hold back. Every single one of us sitting here knows God is already speaking to you about those things that don't need to be a part of your life. Just let them go. The Bible says, put it off. Put it off. Turn to your neighbor and say, put it off. It means to place or lay something down. It gives a picture of someone who's laying something down while at the same time pushing it far away from himself. So all I want for us this morning, don't worry, it's only Chris's child. she's getting rid of some things. All I want for us this morning is to just let go of some things and push on into 2018 full of light, full of fire, full of passion. Not holding on to the things of yesterday. Can we all stand? Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. I pray that you would bring each and every single person back tonight. Those that are needing a word from you for 2018. They're desperate. Those that are needing a word to move forward in the Spirit. I pray that you would bring them. I pray that you would ready every single person's heart tonight. And I thank you for what you've done here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God a shout of praise. Come on, let's give Him a shout of praise in anticipation for what he's going to do tonight.